You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to a friendly episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob, and this is episode number 1022. Thank you for hanging out with us today. I don't know why I'm talking so fast, but we do appreciate you very much. Appreciate your questions. Get them in. AskDroneU.com. We want to hear from you.
Yeah, it seems that the model is working so well, even Fleer is using it. I hear you can ask Fleer now, too.
Yeah, well, hey, there's a lot of questions
get
to be
the info out there, right?
To be answered. Yeah.
Anyway, guys, guys and girls, we are very excited to have you here today as we talk about some of the nuances for if you're flying in the ocean. If you are like me and you love the water and you're out on a boat for days on end, how can you get past some of the issues of needing to calibrate? Mm. Well, we're going to go over that. I can tell you some of the little tips and tricks that I've learned from flying around boats for a majority of my career. But just want to say that there are some nuances beyond what I'm going to mention here in our Flight Over Water class. If you are a Drone U member, you do have access to that class for free. So make sure you check it out.
For free. I like it.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Rob. Two questions today. Number one, I work on a commercial fishing vessel up in Alaska, and I'm sometimes on the water for 2 weeks at a time. I'll be flying a Mavic 2 Pro this summer. What are the best methods for maintaining good calibration? In the past, I've had gimbal tilt issues because, as you know, the boat's always moving and it's not very functional. Probably a bad idea to calibrate while on the vessel. Second question is, with the Mavic 2 Pro, why is it that the shortest interval I can go to in hyperlapse mode is 2 seconds. Thanks for your help, guys. Keep up the good work.
Appreciate you, Josh. Thanks for taking the time. I've heard that's quite an interesting gig being out there in the Alaskan waters on a fishing boat. Sounds pretty intense. So stay safe out there. But let's do the second question first. It is 2 seconds. We're not really sure why.
Also, I wish they would change the whole hyperlapse feature from 25 frames per second to 30 frames per second because no one shoots in 25 frames per second. At least in the United States, we don't. So it would be really, really nice if they would change that as well. So I can't answer that at all, which is unfortunate. But what I can do is I can explain very clearly what to do when you're trying to fly from a moving vessel and that moving vessel doesn't stop moving for 2 weeks. So great question. First thing, there are parameters that you can change on your Mavic 2 Pro. Again, if you go to our Mavic 2 Pro hack video, I can actually, this guy should, if he's a member, he should email us and I will tell him the parameter to change because he can actually turn off his GPS so that the GPS doesn't realize where he is and inhibits him from taking off because it wants to force him to do a calibration. And oftentimes if he's on a steel vessel, which a lot of these bigger vessels are, he's not going to be able to do a calibration. So it would actually make it worse. So I would recommend that you write us in support at email or email us at support@thedroneu.com and we'll help you turn that functionality off. The GPS will still work. It just removes the vehicle from kind of talking to the GPS, if that makes sense. So it should inhibit the whole limiting from you from taking off. Now, a couple things. If I'm you, I know this sounds really weird, but if you're in the open ocean, chances are you're going to be in some pretty crazy waves to be flying. There's certain things that you can do to have a better start off. I have seen people, put their drones on top of their cases and take off from there before. Also, what I've seen done, because I've seen IMU errors come up all the time for me when I'm flying around boats. And whenever the boats are moving, it's almost impossible to take off. So what I always do is take off as quickly as possible, get up in the air, because it's really important too that whenever you're flying around boats, you turn off smart go home. Otherwise, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. That's also in our Flight Over Water class as well. But you take off And you want to let the camera kind of see if in 10 seconds or less, the horizon straightens out. If the drone takes off and the horizon slowly straightens out and the drone is not toilet bowling, I would ignore the warnings. Because I've ignored the warnings before and I've been fine. That doesn't mean that my small sample set of data will be relevant to everyone as a whole. Now, that said, a lot of the tricks on taking off from moving boats is about having the boat turned off, not moving at all. But you can take off from your hand, you can take off from a case, take off very quickly before the drone inhibits you from taking off. Because anytime you move more than about 50 miles, the drone says, hey, you need to do a compass calibration. So again, you can turn that parameter off as well. There are ways to get around all this stuff. I just really think that even though I've listed off all these nuances, they're much better organized and presented in the Flight Over Water class. And I believe that you should take that class.
Yeah, he is a member and he probably has. But if you haven't, do so.
Just a quick recap. Before you leave, do your compass calibration. I would turn off the GPS functionality. When you do take off from the boat, try to take off from one of the highest points of the boat. Try to take off from your case. If that doesn't work and you know you're getting way too much back and forth action, literally hold the drone for takeoff because you can inhibit a lot of the moving around. The ultimate way that you see if the IMU is actually working or not is take off immediately. If your horizon settles within 10 seconds and the drone is not toilet bowling, those are the two indicators that I've used to determine whether it was safe to take flight or not. So, and I haven't had an issue with those things. Now, if the drone is toilet bowling for whatever reason, then the IMU really is messed up and you should not fly. Just saying.
So, okay.
Couple tips, but there's a lot more in that class. So check them out.
For sure. Very good.
Well, thank you again for joining us. We do appreciate it. If you have a question, go to askdroneu.com, upload your question. And if you're ready for a drone training experience to take your skills to a new level, but also take your revenue up, then it's time that you check out a DroneU in-person training. Just go to droneu.education and check out training events. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.